This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Six Israeli hostages were found dead in Gaza over the weekend, triggering nationwide strikes to pressure Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into securing a deal to release the rest of the hostages from Gaza. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
On Monday, flights, transport services and hospitals were severely disrupted as protesters called for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to bring the remaining 101 hostages home from Gaza, underscoring deep divisions in Israel over his approach. US President Joe Biden said on Monday he did not think Netanyahu was doing enough to secure such an agreement. Biden said he was close to presenting his own final proposal for a deal to bring hostages home.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday he will continue to insist on maintaining an Israeli presence along Gaza's border with Egypt as part of any ceasefire deal. Netanyahu's demand to remain in the corridor has been a major sticking point in ceasefire talks with Hamas. The Islamic militant group is demanding a full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza as part of any deal that would free the dozens of hostages it is holding in Gaza. A Venezuelan judge has issued an arrest warrant for the opposition's former presidential candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, as part of a criminal investigation into the results of the disputed July election. The warrant, issued on Monday, comes just over a month after election officials declared President Nicolas Maduro the winner his opponents say he lost. The warrant was issued at the request of authorities who accused Gonzalez, a former diplomat, of various crimes, including conspiracy, falsifying documents, and usurpation of powers. This is VOA News.